The next patient is Curtis Jones. The last name is J-O-N-E-S. N-E-S. Curtis Jones. Jones. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that is referred to the practice by Miss Brittany King, K-A-N-G. The patient has a long history of diabetes mellitus, more than 10 years, and he has a diffuse atherosclerotic process that is associated to the nicotine dependence, the arterial hypertension, diabetes. The patient has been in the hospital a couple of times with the kidney failure. He's very susceptible to dehydration. And he's here for the follow-up. This time, we had the latest laboratory workup in November the 3rd of the 2023 with a sodium of 138, potassium 5.3, chloride 102, CO2 21. The patient has a creatinine of 1.86, a BUN of 30, and an estimated GFR of 40 mLs per minute. He has CKD stage 3B. However, he doesn't have any evidence for proteinuria. Number two, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to heavy smoking. The lung auscultation reveals the presence of wheezing, especially at both bases. The morbidity associated to the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease was discussed with the patient. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The latest is hemoglobin A1C. It's 6.7. Following number, he has a history of coronary artery disease that is most likely related to all of the above. It's followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, on regular basis. Following number, diffuse atherosclerotic process, diffuse osteoarthritis. The patient had a left shoulder rotator cuff repair, and he is not satisfied with the results of the surgery. He cannot raise his arm, left arm. Following number, the patient has a peptic ulcer disease. He has a history of perforated gastric ulcer that had to be operated in December of 2022 by Dr. Lackey. The patient is taking the omeprazole faithfully. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, dental and periodontal disease is still persistent. Following number, bipolar disease that is treated by the cardiologist, by the psychiatrist. Following number of arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today, 147 over 76. He's controlled with the administration of lisinopril. Paragraph, we'll reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the visits to the emergency room. In the face-to-face conversation and examination, we were 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.